The Commanders are back at it today, training camp, as they get ready for the first preseason game August 8th against the Patriots. Wide receiver Noah Brown describes the wide receiver room.
Hungry. I think that everybody in the room is hungry for more. Ready to come out and build on what we did last year. We got some new pieces in the room, some guys that have been around. But I think overall we're not satisfied with where we were at last year, and we're ready to build on that.
Astros defeat the Nationals 9-1. Mackenzie Gore allowed 6 runs in 5 1/3 innings, and Josh Bell went 2 for 3. Starter Michael Soroka has been traded to the Chicago Cubs for a pair of prospects, AAA outfielder Christian Franklin and 18-year-old infielder Ronnie Cruz to the Nats. The Nats also acquire left-hander Jake Eater and first baseman Sam Brown from the Angels in exchange for left-hander Andrew Chafin and right-hander Luis Garcia. That's the pitcher. The Mariners are finalizing a deal for third baseman Eugenio Suarez from the Arizona Diamondbacks for 3 prospects. Former Wizard star Gilbert Arenas was arrested yesterday in connection with a federal indictment that alleges the former NBA star hosted illegal high-stakes poker games at his mansion in Encino, California, and this is from the United States Attorney's Office of Central California. The Raiders secure a deal with Colton Miller for 3 years and $66 million. Rookie quarterback Cameron Ward admitted with the Tennessee Titans that their offense is very mid right now. Ward was intercepted by cornerback Roger McCreary on Wednesday. Byron Kerr on The Fan.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We're out in Ashburn, VA. It is hot as hell. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantabulous. How are you, brother?
Dude, I want you to tell the world what you saw with Jalen Lane catching those punts.
All right, well, I'm going to say this. I've been watching Jalen Lane. As everybody know, I got involved with them a little bit this offseason. Coach Quinn asked me to do it. So I've been watching them very closely. And from what I'm seeing with the punts, he is beginning to get exactly how he is supposed to be, where he's catching the ball consistently. He catches it with his shoulder square, getting his foot back. A lot of the other guys are still drifting a lot. I think when you start looking at it, he and K.J. Osborne have been the best two back there. But the thing of it is that every day people are asking questions about who's doing this in camp, who's doing that in camp. And I would have to say that Jalen Lane and Deebo Samuels have made plays like damn near every day. Jalen Lane today, I think, made a good about 3-4 plays. And Deebo came in again with another touchdown from Jaden Daniels. They are starting to form this little chemistry. And I'm not saying that for people to start thinking, oh, well, you know, Terry still makes this team a lot better. But you want to see guys who are taking advantage of this thing. I think Coach Quinn was asked a question a little bit earlier today about when you don't have a guy like Terry, do you still see value in other guys getting opportunities? And he basically said, people always get chances. And they got to take advantage of them. And you're watching a lot of receivers out there that are doing that, you know, taking advantage of this opportunity, getting the chance to play. The kid, Jacoby Martin, I think his name is, number 6 out there, is just balling out on a daily basis. Luke McCaffrey is still getting his chances. Michael Gallup. But the one I've been happy about is Ja'Cory Brooks. It's a kid. Ja'Cory Brooks has made plays on a daily basis, and you get yourself a chance, you know, and you don't get many opportunities. And a lot of times guys come to training camp, and they're not going to get a chance. It's just the way the numbers go. The starters are going to get their work and things of that nature, and you don't get it. But the ultimate thing for me is those guys are getting those chances out there now, and they're taking advantage of it. It has been thrilling for me to see from the moment they mentioned – the young man to me, Jalen Lane, as soon as they mentioned him to me, I started to get thrilled about this, because normally you draft guys and you want to wait and see, but you start hearing a lot of guys around this area talk to you about a lot of guys you see here. You talk to them about how a guy is, but Virginia Tech people are going to brag about their guys, and I was getting a lot of people from Virginia Tech telling me about Jalen Lane. And I was kind of happy and excited to see if they were giving me the truth. And then once I saw him, the young man does nothing but make plays. When I met him, I was impressed by him. And now you begin to get the background. His dad is a football coach. And when you start seeing those kids who have dads as football coaches, the dads that allow their kids to play and learn and not just go out there and ruin their lives, you notice that those kids are very, very in-depth with this sport. Jalen Lane is very much like Jaden Daniels in the sense that they don't make mistakes more than once in the same on the same thing. They get into they get an opportunity, they jump in, and they're going to make sure the next time I'm going to get it right. You can watch him right now. He's running a route, and he's supposed to cross the field, but he notices zone, and he settles. He gets the ball with the quarterback. You watch him another time, he'll come across, and he'll run full speed because now it seems he picked up man. Nobody out front. The quarterback will lead him there. Those things are not things that come easily for a lot of rookies. You know, many rookies in college, they may not play a lot of man-to-man defense. They may play zone all the time, and the guy just gets stuck in that. But at this next level, it can go from play to play. They can adjust from man-to-man to zone, whatever type. I watch him inside blocking on running plays. So if you ask me who I've been more impressed with, and I said yesterday I named Jaden Daniels and also Mikey Samristil. But those are guys that people would never say because you look at those guys, but those guys have been impressive. But guys that have stepped in for the first time, Jalen Lane, impressive as hell. Trey Amos, super impressive. And Deebo Samuel. And I think as you look at Deebo, Deebo is a guy who's been around a long time. And you would think that he's going to be a guy that just steps in and become one of those instant guys. For me, that is cool. A lot of times veterans come in, you say, oh, I expect it. Nah, it doesn't work for everybody like that. Some guys go to a new area and they have too much to learn. They're not picking it up. But he came in and he's picking it up instantly. But that shows you a guy that's about his business, about football. And as I leave the young guys, and I mean the little guys, and move to the meat and potatoes of this thing, we talked a lot about getting better on the offensive line, getting better on the defensive line, getting bigger. And when I sit here, I was talking with Jeff earlier, and you know, the question from Jeff was about, man, these offensive linemen weren't this big last year. And then I start talking to somebody else about the exact same thing. People are noticing this team is getting starting to look more like I go back to Richmond a few years back when the New England Patriots rolled into Richmond to play to practice against the team down there. And they look totally different. This team is looking like that New England Patriots team. The defensive line is humongous. The offensive line is humongous. But not only do they bring that, I was just walking next to Eddie Goldman, and that is one of the biggest dudes you're going to see. But as I look at these defensive linemen and offensive linemen right now, I'm not just seeing big guys with no skill. They have skill. And I'm looking forward. I am pleasantly looking forward to what they can give me this year. Normally, I say I'm going to wait for the season to start, which I am. But when I start to see the guys, they're showing me more than size. They're showing me ability. And that's a great thing for me.
Yeah, I thought today seemed like their best practice. It was the most physical.
It was the most physical practice.
It seemed the longest. The other day when they had pads on was kind of like an introduction to pads day.
Yeah.
I thought they really worked on the run install today. I think we saw more run today than maybe we have the rest of camp.
Yeah.
I think all those backs ran pretty hard. B-Rob looked good. Mm-hmm. Eckler looked good. Bill Merritt.
Krosky Merritt, boy.
So,
I like that kid.
So you are – I was talking with Jeff and Haney on the sideline, and he – I mean, that run he had off the left side off tackle, he looked explosive.
Talking about Merritt?
Merritt.
Yeah.
And then on the next play and this is where I try to caution fans, right, is on the next play – it was a run to the right side. Guard was pulling. And it would have been a nice gain, in my guess, 4 or 5 yard gain. But then Noah I came flying. And I think in a real game goes low, and that's a tackle. Mm-hmm. But in this stuff, Noah I just kind of dots him, and Bill Merritt's able to keep running, and fans go crazy. But, like, you gotta try to remember – maybe he breaks that tackle, but I think Noah I comes in a much different angle.
Yeah, he does.
So, like –
but see, that's what coaches teach.
Right.
But do a butt up, let him run. That's the way you get in shape. You know, Coach Gibbs loved doing it like that.
I bet. I think the Bill Merritt stuff is very interesting, and I think it kind of forces them to take a real look at this thing. You know what I mean? Like, I think B-Rob and Eckler are series obviously locked into their spots. After that, it's McNichols, Rodriguez, Merritt. I don't
Felton.
Think, yeah, I don't think.
Felton is 4.340.
Yeah, speed's real.
And you look at his build, and he's more of an Eckler type. You know what I'm saying? Is that someone they're working on for future? Because he's been in the league now, I think, 3 years. This is his 14. So, because I remember 2 years ago in Cleveland, I think it might have been the rain game.
Yeah.
and we were talking about him. That kid was playing every damn position. Running back. He was a punt returner, the kick returner. He also covered kicks and punts. So I was like, I was praising the dude. And then I looked, went out there the other day, and I said, this dude, was this guy in Cleveland last year? And she was like, no. Then he came back and told me it was 2 years ago. This dude's special, man. So I don't know why he hadn't stuck with the other teams. We'll see.
It's interesting. I mean, even a guy like Kaz Allen, right? He's now in his third season here.
Yes.
And he's stuck around practice squad, but I don't want to misspeak. I don't know that he's gotten – has he been active for a single game?
I don't think he has.
I don't believe so.
I think Kaz is – there is something about him that is exciting. I think Kaz scored 80-something touchdowns in high school.
Yeah, dude. Remember those
He was electric at both the UCLA. They see something in him. And let's be real. Guys of his ilk don't get that many opportunities like he's getting. So it's something about him that they're trying to see if that light bulb is going to go off for him. And I hope it can, you know, because a guy with that much ability, they had him as a receiver at first. Now he's at the running back position. You put him in the backfield, coming out the backfield on some people, linebackers have a problem with him. Now he got to be able to block and all that other type of stuff.
Right.
You know, but that's something he can learn from Austin. Austin is by the same height as he is. But Austin is a rock.
Austin is all muscle.
He's a rock.
Yeah. I mean, just the listings on those guys. Kaz, 5'8", 176. Eck is 5'9", 200. So that's, you know, 25 pounds difference and 25 pounds of all muscle and just a ton of understanding of the game.
Yeah.
Your boy Felton, 5'9", 190. So they're all kind of in that same range. Like, you can't help but notice Merritt is just thicker. They list him 5'11", 208.
Mm-hmm.
If you told me he was 210, 212, I wouldn't be shocked by it.
He may want to come 215 as he goes, though. 215
isn't that
be good.
What you did?
Oh, hell yeah. I came in at 198, and I played as high as 220.
At some point, I want to have a conversation about the quarterbacks. Not the top one, not number five. There's no conversation to be had there. He's every day, people are like, oh, who's impressing you out there? The answer is Jaden.
Yeah.
Every day. Like, he's just an electric player, and you never know what's coming. The throw he had to Debo down the sideline. Debo's been
perfect.
Debo's been great, too. I think I do want to talk about the quarterbacks because we're not seeing Mariota in team. And this is now 4 days of it.
I think those two other guys are having a competition, bro. I'm serious.
Well, if that's the case, Hartman had a good day. And I haven't always been the biggest Hartman guy. I'm not anti. I just – the biggest – people get caught up in arm strength debates about going deep. Most guys that get to this level, even to a training camp, it's not going deep that's the question. It's going across the field. It's a quick out route. Third and three, can you throw that ball to the far hash on third and five? Because these corners are so good, they will jump it. And if you can't zip it, that's where you have trouble, right?
You got problems.
And Josh Johnson has an absolute cannon. However, he's not the most accurate player.
Yeah.
Hartman, I thought Hartman might have had the best practice I've ever seen him have today. It was all vertical. I mean, he connected on a few of them. He had a couple drops. Like, watching the wide receiver group, Debo looks great. I think Jalen Lane had a great day today. I thought he had a really good day. I couldn't help but notice when they were going through punt drills, Lane seemed to get every live punt off Tress Way's left foot. And there was some directional stuff. Izzo was right there on top of it. Mm-hmm. Other guys are getting reps too, but it seemed like the other guys were
not only was Izzo there, you had Dan Quinn back there as well.
Didn't it seem like the other guys were also getting the jug machine punts?
Some of them did. Like they were earlier they were getting them And then they started to go back and forth. And I guess the way that the reps fell, Jalen did end up with Tress a lot.
The way the reps fell?
Yeah, but I'm saying how the rotation. And for me, I'm watching.
I'm not sure that's an accident.
When I watch guys on the jugs machine, that ball should never, ever be.
It's a spiral coming in.
So, and that's what I'm saying. I'm looking and I'm like, I told the coach to say, tell him one more step. Because what I told you before, guys stop their feet when they're doing punts
right,
and things of that nature. You can't stop your feet. You got to keep moving because just one half step move may go let the ball hit right where it's supposed to. If you don't move, it may hit you on the shoulder pads and it bounce off you. And that thing will look like a trampoline, believe me.
Right. Now, Lane hasn't caught everything clean, but he sure looked good today, man. I think it's going to be really interesting to watch Jalen Lane as this season goes on. And I mean, if you're looking for bright spots, silver linings, if you will, without Terry there, there's more work for a guy like Lane in this time of year. The Mariota thing's really interesting. So maybe they're just letting him chill. DQ was asked about Mariota. What day is today? Thursday, B? DQ
yep.
was asked about him on Tuesday. I believe Nikki asked him, and his answer, I'm telling you, Dan's just not saying anything. He'll do the same part of it. So as of right now, he's just doing individual work and not teamwork. He'll do the same part of that today. He'll just do more of the individual work. Different days, we're ramping certain guys up really high and certain guys down low. But, yeah, Marcus, sometimes just precautionary to get the skill work stuff and not the teamwork. It's kind of custom as we go through. But, yeah, you'll see similar process with him today, and then he'll ramp back up more in the next block.
Older dude.
You think something's up? Four straight days of no.
I don't think nothing's up. I'm looking at those two quarterbacks that are backing up Mariota, that are behind him.
Yeah.
And they get equal opportunities. I believe they're trying to find out who the third guy is going to be. And Mariota is old enough. He proved last year coming in the games what he's capable of. And I believe that's just a deal to, oh, dude, make sure he's there during the season when we're going to really need him.
I agree with that. I wonder if they're really giving Hartman a look. I think, who do you think finishes preseason with more pass attempts, Hartman or Johnson?
Hartman.
You kind of know what Josh Johnson is, right?
I think Hartman is a guy who's going to throw the ball per se. If Josh has the opportunity to run or throw, I think Josh can run it more. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
And, I mean, with Johnson, absolute rocket of an arm, even at 39 years old, just not a ton of touch on that thing. Like, it's coming, it's fastball every time.
Yeah. Like a little catfish hunter.
Yeah. Like, you know what's coming.
It's coming to you, buddy.
Yeah. Hard to not notice. It's interesting because I think Amos has had a good camp. Connerly, people have heard our thoughts on Connerly, just that I'm in no way concerned in the slightest.
No.
I
watched him today. It was like a more of a zone play. Kind of a screen, not screen, but what you call it? I forgot the damn name of the play now.
Like a double team?
No, it's just a simple play where you're going to block down and get up on the linebacker. He did that so smoothly, and he just picked the linebacker off. And I think it was Rodriguez shot up the field.
Oh, I saw that run.
He was picking up plays all day, man. So I don't know what people are saying about anybody that said he has been having a bad day. You don't know a damn thing about football.
Right. We think Jaden Daniels is going to address the media shortly. We're going to do our best to bring that to you live. He's over. Okay. Jaden Daniels has talked to the media. We're going to bring that to you on tape. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Live in Ashburn, VA, Commanders training camp. I thought today was the best practice they've had.
Most intense, I can tell you that.
Yeah, dude. And it's good to see them do some run install.
Yep.
And just some actual football, or close to actual football. I did not notice Ben Sennett out there today. Did you see him at all?
No, I didn't notice Ben.
And last time we were out here, which was Tuesday, right? I did see him kind of walk off with trainers, and it doesn't look like anything major. Guys missed time. It's certainly not a big deal. But something to kind of keep track of. I want to run through. I took a bunch of notes today, kind of everything I saw. I'm curious, you know, where you agree with me, where you think things are different. A big thing I that stood out for me was just the play of Lane and Merritt, but Lane especially. I thought Debo has looked great. And for all the talk of, like, is he heavy or any of that stuff, man, I have not seen it. He looks very in
shape. He's bigger than – he's never been built like a receiver.
Right.
And he looks thicker than receivers. But that we have to just – we have to tell you that there were a lot of people out there that was just trying to hate on him from the 49er area, and a lot of people in Philly that was trying to knock him because they don't want not like anything down here. And just ignore that, because the dude is in shape. When I talked to Nikki, she was talking about how fast he was in offseason. When that same day when people was talking about how out of shape he was, when he was doing a jog walkthrough. When he caught the touchdown 2 days ago, and when he caught the touchdown today, he was in front of the defensive back that could run. Okay? So you got to just ignore some of that stupidity. That noise. We can't give that any credence anymore.
Totally agree, man. Totally agree. I do think Debo and Lane have stood out, but the rest of these guys have not. Well, not to say they've been bad.
Brooks has stood out at times, 16.
I'm just saying it's been inconsistent.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is the time of the year where you can allow that inconsistency. But Brooks shows a possibility. He's about 6'2", 6'3", also.
Sure.
I like Strachan. He's about 6'4", 84.
Yeah.
He's a bigger guy. But, you know, and, like you said, he's an inconsistent guy.
And I want to say Brown. But we're not seeing much of Noah. And I understand because they're working him back in slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
But we haven't seen much of Noah Brown.
Yeah.
But when he's out there, he was out there Tuesday and looked good. So – to me, there's like a fairly clear separation with the receivers of Lane, Debo, Noah Brown. But then outside of that, there's guys that make flash plays. Certainly, I think Brooks is a very interesting player.
Mm-hmm.
Strachan has made plays. Chris Moore at times has made plays. K.J. Osborne at times
Chris
has made
Moore
plays.
Been around 10 years.
But, like, there was a play in the end zone today that you really like to see Chris Moore get to that ball, and he doesn't. There was a play down the sideline today where you really like to see K.J. Osborne get to that ball, and he doesn't.
Yeah, there was bringing in, yeah.
There was a play on the side, like going out towards the left hash, that Luke McCaffrey had an opportunity, got a hand on it, couldn't bring it in. Mm-hmm. Like, there has been – it's like my golf game. Consistently inconsistent. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're seeing from the receivers not named Debo, Jalen, and Noah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's to be expected from those guys. But also, if you want to make a team, you have to do the unexpected. And I think ultimately at this time of the year, you're going to have those things where the names we just threw out there, guys that have bounced around, guys that haven't found somewhere to lock into. And they're going to have to try to find a way to get it done, because we don't know how things are going to work. But I can tell you like this here, the more it goes, if they're really paying attention to this field – you feel like you got to lean and get 17 back on the field.
Totally, man. And you wonder, I mean, so Terry's agent, Buddy Baker, was not here on Tuesday. I saw him today. He is here today. AP's here. Josh Harris was here today. I don't know that will make anything move faster.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, sometimes you just bump into a dude in the hallway and you at least talk for a second.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Make eye contact with people. You know how that is, Jay? I say, I'm not going to sign today. I walk in, I make eye contact, and then I'm signing all day. Just got to learn how to tunnel vision.
Right.
And tunnel hearing, too. I did that today at work.
Yeah. People, you want to explain that or no?
It's one guy, man. It's like dude, if I'm working, you said my name and then you spoke, and I spoke to you. Then you said the name again, and you said something else. So you did this twice. So the third time you decide, come over here, let me sign something for me. I don't mind signing stuff. But just like my brother would call me and say, I just called to tell you I love you. And he hangs the phone up. I know he finna call me back. Ain't gonna ask me for something. So when you have to play the games, I don't deal with it. So once I'm locked in and watching practice, I'm not going over to sign. I'll sign before, after, but I'm not doing it when I'm locked in. I got a job to do in a few days, what? 8 days, I got to call.
Right.
I got to know these names. I got to know stuff about the kid. I got to have little tidbits to say. Have to understand that sometimes. But the one guy just said my name about how many times? At least 15 while you were there.
Yeah.
And it was about 15 before you. And it kept going after it. I'm like, dog, I hear you. But I also said I was working.
Landfill, I haven't told Brian this, but I do have a theory what the gentleman wanted to say to Brian that was so urgent. Landfill, do you have a guess what I think it was?
I'm thinking that it was back in 1989 he met Beamish at a bar in Baton Rouge.
See, that is close, but I think it was 1997 Modell's grand opening at the Fair Lakes Mall.
Landfield.
And he met Beamish.
That was
he saw him at a Chili's in Centerville.
I almost wish you went over there just so we could find out if that's what he wanted.
No, he wanted me to sign it.
B, you remember we met at Home Depot.
He wanted me to sign
in Herndon.
When earlier I was right there next to him and I signed something for him. And then, like, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, people talk to you and start at, and then know the other people around them think they know you.
Right.
So they give them their stuff, give him their stuff to get signed. I already know the game, dog.
Overwhelmingly, everybody's been cool. We're always happy to take photos, sign, whatever it is you want. Just sometimes we got to work. Sometimes I got to run away, and it's not a personal thing.
JP run on y'all all the time, not sometimes.
Dog, I've been.
You sign 2 out of 10.
Not fine. True. I've signed everything anyone has asked me to do.
Mm-mm.
That is absolutely factual.
You taught me how to walk past the people when they call your name.
That's bull.
I learned that from you.
Now you're really.
You're like, just keep walking, B. Don't pay attention to them.
That is such.
My ear's big, and I don't hear them.
Oh, that is such BS. I think it's. I think there was a veteran today that put on a clinic as far as why the team values him so much. Zach Ertz.
Yes.
I thought it was just phenomenal.
Zach is that guy where in crunch time, he's open. When you're looking for the people down the field but you can't find them and you got to drop it off somewhere, he's open. He's sure-handed, and he makes himself accessible. And I think that right there is why he's around here. And I think that's part of what Bobby Wagner was talking about, where even Von Miller, as you get a little bit older, you don't have to be the fastest. You just got to know what the hell you're doing. And I think Zach Ertz understands the body movement and body positioning and how to position himself to where the quarterback will find you. When Jaden comes from looking up top to coming down, he doesn't come and have to find him. He comes up top, boom, let the ball go. Because he know he's going to have somebody there. Once you get that mindset with a quarterback, you're going to get some passes coming to you very often.
I mean, you could just see how comfortable Jaden is with Ertz. And it really, really stands out. I thought he was really good today. I thought the line was pretty good. I thought you saw plenty of push both in pass pro.
Yeah.
You did see a couple. You know who's been flying to the ball is Igbinoghene.
Yes. He's playing. Like today, I watched the play. It was – they ran a cross route, Debo and I think it was Jalen. And Igbinoghene hit his linebacker, fell to the ground, was able to get up and knock the ball down. And Jaden tried to come to Debo. So the dude hustles, man.
Yeah.
And we saw last year, he had some good plays, but he had some down plays. But this year, he seemed to be a little bit more consistent to me.
I also noticed Tyler Owens got a lot of run today. I don't know if maybe Will Harris didn't get as much.
Will had a good bit. I watched him.
Early in red zone, but when they started doing the full field stuff, it seemed like I saw more Owens than Harris. Maybe they're just trying to get a better look at Owens. Maybe it was just a rotational basis.
I saw one time Dan threw it was like a second team, third team defense, and
yep.
He's like, no. He threw him off, and he brought first team offense.
I saw that.
Defense.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while, the coach wants to see. I want to see the best against the best. And when he went like that, guess who I saw out there receiver? Jalen Lane. And he did catch one down the middle. Touchdown.
Yeah, man. And one thing that's cool with Lane is, like, Debo, especially in 11-on-11, is working with Jaden. And then Debo's not working. Lane is working with Jaden. Lane caught a deep one from Hartman. Mm-hmm. Like, Lane is just going as much as possible, as he should be, but it's just giving him that much more opportunity. And I think it's advantageous for the young man. I think he's really been standing out. I think sometimes people get too excited too fast. Like, one day of practice, dude makes a nice play, and it's like, oh, dude, watch this guy. Like, we've been out here a week now. We've seen two padded practices. Today was a long session.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be ups and downs for all these dudes, and I think you can clearly see, like, the ups for some of these guys. I'm also excited about the DBs. I just think it's a really good situation. If they can stay healthy. Now, we didn't see Lattimore today, and I was told there were no veteran days. But, like, what's the difference between a veteran day and, like, Lat's pinky toe is hurt. We're letting him chill today.
The veteran days sometimes is that the veteran is on out there practicing and he go getting that dog. They have those days too.
Sure. We got White Brian in the chat talking about Auburn. I mean, things are happening out here.
Man.
I just saw this picture. So this is from Bales, who listens to the show all the time. Look at this picture, B. I guess Von Miller gave this little boy his cleat.
The cleat is almost bigger than the little boy.
It's bigger than he is shoulder
to shoulder.
Did he
sign it for him?
I don't know.
It looked like the front part of sign.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you're right.
Cool.
I love that, dude. This
stream is killing me today, bro.
Yeah, what is going on? White Brian, let's try to troubleshoot this for B. Every other thing on your computer that's connected to the internet is working appropriately, correct?
Yeah.
So I just...
The stream goes up and then it drops. Up, then it drops. I'm about to ignore it completely.
Yeah, that's annoying as hell, dude. I could try to troubleshoot it, but I might not solve it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. When we come back, Jaden Daniels spoke to the media. Jaden was relatively brief. I imagine Jaden was pretty damn hot. That's one thing, players this year. So I was at Channel 4 last night, and Amelia was doing the weather. And she said to Sean Yancey at one point, this is either the second or third most humid summer since, like, records have been kept of humidity. And I believe it, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's been – I don't like to complain about the hot in the summer because I love the summer and I know it's going to be hot. But this last week or 10 days has been
– this is reminding me of my childhood.
I bet, man.
Yeah.
Because you know who said that to me was Revo, who grew up, you know, panhandle of Florida, I believe, like Pensacola guy. And he's like, man, you know, I'm used to this from Florida, but it doesn't always feel like Florida up here. And I don't think he's lying, man. It's been next level hot, and I think probably next level hot for everybody.
And that statement you just made, I think me, Landfield, and the crew basically say you're lying. You like to complain about everything, dog.
I do complain about everything, but summer's my favorite season.
But you complain about that, too.
No, I will mention it.
You talk about it's hot. That's complaining.
Nah, there's a difference.
Yep.
Mentioning versus complaining.
JP, you are a complainer. I think your middle name is complaining.
I'm a professional complainer, Brian. Yeah. When we come back, you'll hear from Jaden Daniels.
Playing the situation game-like, as game-like as possible. Like, first and second downs, try not to take a sack. If it's not there, throw the ball away. Work on the second play. Never know, I might... be lucky enough to break a sack one time and keep my eyes downfield and let those guys work. But other than that, always just trying to make it as game-like as possible.
And do you, like, just even in terms of a leadership role, how have you seen yourself evolve or change, you know, do more of that?
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's a standard that we set on the offensive side, is, and I'm the one that's got to uphold the standard. And that's if guys are false starting, you know, the next guy up, you know, stuff like that. And even for me, it's like holding myself accountable. If I mess up, I'll look to Zach. I'll look to guys like that to hold me accountable too. But, I mean, that's just holding leadership-wise, like not letting nobody fall underneath the standard.
And do you do that, like, right away, going off leadership? Like, sometimes there's a bad rep, bad series on offense. You'll go to a receiver or even, like, I've seen, like, assistant coach Ingram or something, and I'm assuming you're correcting or tweaking something. Like, do you feel like your voice as a leader has a lot more weight now than it did a year ago today, like training camp last year?
I don't know. I just think you got to probably ask my teammates about that. But I would say for me, it's more so like if I see something, like go out there and communicate instead of trying to hold back and hopefully somebody understands what I'm thinking. But more so was just like for me, just really going out there and speaking. If I wanted a guy to run a certain route like this, have him go and tell him this is what I see, or, you know, talk to Cliff, talk to Vita, talk to Brian, talk to Blau, you know, people like that.
What's it been like to work with Laramie?
Oh, it's been awesome. I love him. So that, I just think that's the only thing I can say. I love LT.
Jaden, with you and Debo, it looks like you guys have been kind of doing this for a while together. How, and you talked about the chemistry the other day. How is that going? What, over even just this first week or so of camp, have you noticed that you guys have already kind of elevated a little bit?
Damn, it's only been a week of camp.
What's that?
It's only been a week of camp?
Yeah.
Sheesh. it felt like 3 weeks. But I'll just say for Debo, I mean, the guy's played a lot of football. And he's very understanding of different coverages and routes. And, you know, the guy is a pro, so, and he works hard. So for me, it's like I just go out there and try to communicate this is what I want versus this look versus this coverage. And he go out there and he puts in the work and he understands it.
And you've also talked about how, for you, getting to know the guys on the field is also means getting to know them off the field and who they are and what they like. With Jalen Lane, Sam Diego has been building a chemistry. What have you kind of learned about him as a guy and that speed out on the field? How have you learned about that?
Yeah, the guy doesn't say a lot at all. So I think me and him kind of got that in common. I might talk a little bit more than him, but he's willing to learn. And, you know, that's what you just want from people that are willing to continue to grow and want to develop and learn. So that's the biggest thing for sure.
To Corey Kroski, Bill.
Yeah.
Do you call him Bill?
I do call him Bill.
Everybody calls him Bill?
That's Bill.
That's Bill.
That's Bill.
What do you think of him, just in what he's done on the field in the first week, and have you gotten to know him much off the field?
Yeah, I mean, just his he's really good with his one cut and getting north and south and his vision. He's coming along, so I'm excited to see what he does coming forward versus, you know, in different joint practices versus in preseason games, stuff like that. So I'm excited for him.
I know you watch a ton of ball. You've been around these guys a while now. Are there any guys that you start playing with and they're even better or just different from what you've seen on film?
Oh, you're talking about like people that we got?
People like Debo or Ertz or guys you've watched before. Are they
that are even better than on film? I mean, LT, Vaughn, Debo. I mean, all the guys that we got, you know, just watching them on Sundays play for some time and now watching them up close and personal, like you can see why Vaughn is going to be a Hall of Famer. You can see why LT is one of the top left tackles in the league. You can see why Debo was all pro. You know, you just see those guys and those talents that they have.
Hey, Jaden, since Terry's been back in the building, kind of what's been your level of communication with him? Like, what are you two able to accomplish now that he is back, at least like in the building?
Yeah, I mean, it's great having Terry back in the building, and you know, we just communicate like a normal day. Talk about ball, we talk about life. So I mean, nothing's changed at all.
I mean, the last time you were in here, you talked about, you know, the great connection you guys formed last year. It's going to come back. That being said, you know, it's 1 year you guys have had together. How important is it to you that he's able to get back on the field sooner than later to sort of continue to build on what you had last year?
I mean, I think it's super important for everybody. Just get as many rests as possible before the big show, the real thing is to happen. But I know that time will come, and Till then, I mean, if that's us getting in the film room and watching film and just talking, that's other ways we could do it. But, I mean, like I said, man, it's nothing's changed since Terry's been back in the building. When he's out of the building, you know, we always talk. We talk ball, talk life. And so nothing's changed at all.
Kind of after a bunch of plays, we've seen you and Bobby Wagner or you and Mikey Sanders still kind of talking trash to each other, having a little bit of fun. How much does that help with the competition in camp, kind of having that kind of relationship in the second year, kind of knowing those guys a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily talk trash. I mean, I challenge, let's say that. You know, Bobby, you know, with Bobby, you're trying to play a chess, it's a chess match. So he might make a call, I might make a call. So just understanding what he's doing and what he's trying to accomplish. But also, I mean, I also challenge Joe Witt too a little bit. You know, just the competition. You know, we're here to get better. We're here to push each other so we could be the best version of ourselves come week one.
Hey, Jaden, a lot's been made between year one, year two. Can you tell a difference after 7 training camp practices this year that it's night and day from a year ago?
Yeah, I think so. Just like I said, just being more comfortable in the offense, another year under my belt, under the system, and trying to understand what I understand what Cliff is calling, what we want to accomplish as an offense. And I got different tools in my tool belt, as Coach OG Johnson, Bobby Johnson would say, having tools in my tool belt to get to different protections, get to different runs versus certain looks. So, yeah, most definitely night and day. Thank y'all.
Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels speaking to the media.
That was quick.
Yeah, I love the interaction, the little stuff that maybe you don't see if you only watch the clips. It's only been a week of camp. Sheesh. I agree with you, Jaden.
Hey, after 3 days, you feel like that, though.
The football season is like a light. Once they flip that switch, it's on till February.
Yeah.
It doesn't get turned off.
It's just like going back to school. You can't wait for the first day. As soon as you get there, you can't wait for the last day.
Nobody go anywhere. Lou Holder joins us next.